Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tom, Ben, I'm home.
Matthew, you'll be so proud of us. No need for a flat share slam down this week.
We did exactly as you said. We got a load of oats and honey and put them together.
I asked you to assemble the flat pack.
We thought you said...
I know, assemble the flapjack.
No, we thought you said get a load of oats and honey and put them together.
You really need to enunciate more.
Look, one of you needs to assemble this flat pack.
It's not going to be me. I've got low shelf esteem.
And it's not going to be me. I've got no idea how to do it.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash Air Slam Down! Flash Air Slam Down!
The panel show that says, when I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch, one glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance to show you that I love you. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go, baby. Now I see you in his arms. I want flat pack. Yes, I do now. I want flat pack. Ooh, ooh, baby. I want flat pack. Yeah. I want flat pack. Nah, 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 nah. Trying to live without you. I'm the host of that lunch, Matthew Crosby. They'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenors, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hey!
So, Tom, why are you giving me back chat about assembling the flat pack?
I am not going to do any flat pack, and I'll tell you why. It's because of a terrible incident. I was trying to put up furniture with my good friend, an incompetent Spanish waiter. And I was trying to work out what part goes into which. But I was distracted. I was distracted because the night before I'd seen renowned actor Sir Ian McKellen attack Mr. Connery, our first ever Bond, in the street, punched him right around the head.
I'd like it if the story ended there. That'd be incredible. That'd be just a good show.
My
anecdotes.
Friend, the incompetent Spanish waiter, he said, Mr. Parry, why you not put up the flat pack? And I said, I'm confused by the Ian struck Sean Manuel.
You know, you can't groan because your first instinct was to laugh.
Yeah. Ben, what's the big IKEA with you?
Well, Matthew, I'm not going to do it because back in the day, I was actually a removal man to the stars and I was removing furniture from a famous comic actor and singer's house. And I thought it was all done. And then suddenly it was like, oh, we left this. My head garment storage unit.
Head garment storage unit.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, I didn't say anything during yours.
And all I've got left to carry it in is this bag that you throw over your shoulder. In other words, I had to flat pack Jack Black's hat rack into a backpack and it gave me a bad back. Nip-nap paddywhack.
But obviously, as the instructions suggest, you can't do this job on your own. So who have you brought along as your Allen keys this week? Tom, who have you got with
well,
you?
Well, terrible news, everyone. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We had this big vote last week. What's the best Jamboree in town? We came rock bottom in the polls. And we're the only Jamboree in town.
Oh, God.
I've had to hire a new spin doctor. Someone who's going to come in, excite the electorate, get them back into the Jamboree. He's the most political man I know in the world. My brother from another mother, Mr. Matt Ford!
Matt Ford is here! Hello, Fordy. How are you doing?
Very good.
Lovely to have you on the show.
I just want to say I think Tom Perry is absolutely the right candidate for this campaign. Yeah.
The spin begins already.
I just think a lot of the rumours that you've heard have been wildly inaccurate. He is funny.
Yeah.
So, what kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm a good flatmate.
Yeah? I wasn't accusing you, Fordy. Don't worry.
I'm a good flatmate.
I'd love to live with Fordy.
Haven't we lived together?
No, it feels like we have, but
yeah, it does.
And Clarkie, who have you brought with you this week?
I have brought my high energy hype man, Mr. Marcel Leconte.
Marcel Leconte. Now, Marcel, are you a flatmate?
No, I live alone.
Any good stories about that?
No, it's just how I will die. So. I hate to break it to you, but that's the case for everybody here.
Right, well, do you ever have guests over? Do you keep the place nice? Do you keep it neat?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I keep it neat for my guests.
Well, great chat, Marcel. I'm genuinely thrown by the fact he hasn't stopped staring at me.
It needs explain. The flat pack needs.
Oh, flat pack. Oh, right. So,
I was not briefed about any of this. I did not expect any of the last 10 minutes.
Is all the furniture in France carved out of trees?
Yeah, wood.
Yes, that's wood. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't phrase that right. Did not phrase that right.
So flat pack furniture is furniture that you buy and you assemble yourself.
Why?
Because you just get it through the door that way. It feels like if you want to get a wardrobe into your house and you've got a small door, like I have. It's a good question. Why is there flat pack furniture?
What is the point of any of this? Why are any of us here tonight?
Do not pull that thread. This whole show will happen.
We're all going to die alone.
You sound like our iTunes comments.
Right, we have met our guests, so let's flat pack our troubles in our old kit bag and smile, smile, smile as we play round one.
Take party. Attach the midpoint to frame G. Take panel B. Attach the end point to frame C. Frame C. Attach frame C to panel A. Align the backboard to shelf J. Lift part B. Pull it through. Secure it firmly with a screw. With a screw. Take part K and slide it under, fit it with a metal runner, screw it in from underside, 2 inches deep and 15 wide. Take the second largest pole, send it through the pre-drilled hole. 15A and 15B should tighten with an Allen key. Then sit down and look at it, go to the loo and have a shit. Drink some wine, put on a hat and smash it with a baseball bat. Smash it really hard, take it out into the yard. Build it up into a pyre, set the fucking thing on fire. Dance around your fucking fire.
So, Marcel, is it clear what flatpack is now?
I feel only more questions have been raised now, which I fear will remain unanswered.
You'll never know. You'll never know the answer. Round one this week is called Flat Pack, Rat Pack. Each player is going to be given a famous Rat Pack song and they have to improvise new lyrics which describe a piece of furniture. It's going to be a lot of fun. Their teammate has to guess what the furniture is, with points also awarded for style, swing, kookiness, and functional alcoholism. So, it's good for Clarkie. And you could start first, in fact. So here we go. Here we go. You are going to be singing Fly Me to the Moon, and Marcel is going to have to guess what piece of furniture you are singing about. Clarkie. Yeah. Let's go.
This might be a bit random, but it starts with a drum beat. So I can tell Ben that his first note is...
You
producer Ben, everybody. With human pianoforte. Oh no, you've missed it now. That's not the note.
A bit sharp, but it's fine.
Ooh.
It's not like Clarkie to be sharp on this show.
Do not psych him out.
That hurts.
Just take that. Just take that as good-natured Rat Pack style ribbing. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yes. I think you might have had a point actually, Tom. Clarkie, here's your song. Here's your backing track. Off you go.
In my spare room, there is a piece of furniture. You can lie on it, or you can sit on it also. In
bed.
Other words, it's like
Shiz
a bed.
Shiz.
In other words,
Shiz curl.
It's like a chairs as well.
A chair.
It's somewhere
a sofa.
In between. If you have guests,
sofa
over,
bed.
It's very.
Absolutely beautiful, yes. Well, I am going to give a point to Marcella because you got that right, but I'm going to give 3 points there to Clarkie for a beautiful rendition. A beautiful rendition.
Thank you very much.
Now, next up is Matt Ford, who is going to be singing My Way.
Oh. What the
about a certain piece of furniture.
Oh, it's not going to be a dry eye in the house.
Off you go.
4 bars in, 40.
Sure. Don't know what that
means. And now, my guests are here. And so they sit at this piece of furniture. They might once or twice, maybe fourth or thrice, if they're out of order. I really had never heard of what this was before this evening. But Tom, it's a kind of table I can't help you.
Okay. Okay, we'll end it there. Do you have any idea what kind of table it is?
Is it an occasional
table? It is an occasional table! I'm going to give, of course, the point to Parry there for guessing it, and I think putting the word thrice in there, he's going to have 3 points. 3 points to Matt Ford. Fourth or thrice if they're out of order. Tom, it's your turn now, and you're going to be singing Dean Martin's classic, That's Amore, about a certain piece of furniture. Any notes we need before
we're about? Starts on the jaunty bit.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so get jaunty, Thomas Parry.
Always jaunty.
Off you go.
At the end of the day, you put your clothes away into
Wardrobe.
This beast. Yes, you're right, man. But there's more. 1, 2, 3. One more door. That makes how many bags?
3-door wardrobe.
No, no.
4-door wardrobe.
And there is more, for there's more than one drawer. There's another. So fill it with your clothes for your sister or for your brother.
Have I not guessed it yet?
You're there, you're there.
A wardrobe.
Yeah,
but... A 5-door wardrobe.
Give us a bit more time. Yeah, go on.
How many doors?
Oh, five. Five and one. Oh. Is this a suspense? Okay.
Pay attention, mate. I'm giving it all I can give you. Oh! 1, 2, 3, then one more. What does that make? It's...
Four.
Door wardrobe.
That's what I kept saying.
But there's more, not one drawer, one more, so that makes it a...
Five.
No.
Five drawers.
Four. Four door, two drawer.
Four door, two drawer.
Wardrobe! Oh, yes.
It's a wardrobe.
I'm mean, 40 was walked right up to the door of that wardrobe.
Come on, 40. We've all heard of a four-door, two-drawer.
Sounds like the reason you don't put a flat pack furniture, doesn't it?
So I'm going to give you half a point for guessing that, but I'm going to give Tom the full 3 points there for an absolutely beautiful rendition. And finally, Marcel, now obviously the Rat Pack weren't the homegrown talent of France, so instead we've given you Charles Aznavour's She to sing, and you're singing it about this piece of furniture.
Sure, I will stick to the original brief, if that's okay. I will do it in the style of Sammy Daybed Jr.
Oh! Is it a daybed?
Yes. Can we move on?
I'm afraid you have to sing the song.
Okay.
It's not a daybed.
It's the perfect place to carry out a romantic liaison. The French word for we do it is, of course, nous le faisons.
A pheasant.
No, you can lay a pheasant down on this, but your parents will frown at this because bestiality. Is not the way we should be.
This is quite emotional.
You find it in your room. If you're a groom, you can lay your bride down on this. She won't frown at the crushed pheasant beneath. If she really says that she loves you.
A king-size bed.
Ben, imagine a king-size bed.
Yes.
With a roof. In truth,
a captain bed.
You can just make up styles of bed. Reach inside your head.
Is that a full place to
for
bed?
What no! This note said.
Oh, hey, go on.
It's a four-poster yeah! bed.
Vision song entry is nowhere near as good as that.
That was absolutely superb.
That was very touching.
That was very, very moving, especially when Ben shouted out his nickname, Captain Bed.
Captain Bed.
Do you mean cabin bed? Was that
I meant a cabin bed, yeah. I meant a cabin bed.
But Marcel, that was absolutely beautiful. I'm going to give Marcel 5 points for the song there, and a half a point to Ben for just about guessing it after a lot of help. So, at the end of that round, producer Ben, what are the scores?
Tom and Matt have got 7.5. Ben and Marcel have got 9.5.
Oh! Recount.
So Ben and Marcel are our winners, but which team will get to spend all night screwing? Well, we'll be one step closer to finding out once we've played round two. It's Flat Games!
Oh! Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Use your toe. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Ready? Go!
Oh!
Go!
Oh! Yes. Listen! Go! It's a movement!
Go! Go!
It's a revolution!
Go! Vote gold!
Go!
Yes!
Go!
I knew it'd happen, Matthew!
Go! Go!
You didn't believe
go!
Me!
Go!
Oh, yes!
I am going to eat my hat when I get home, yes!
Is this supposed to happen?
It really shouldn't at our age.
That is a grassroots movement, that is.
Right, let's do the round.
Okay.
Cool. Each week in Flat Games, we take a popular game and give it a cheeky little twist, just enough to avoid being sued by the inventors of the original game, but not quite enough to make it actually fun. This week, we're playing our take on the popular video game Call of Duty. It's Call of Booty. Each team Each team is... I think our audience has got pun fatigue. Each team member is given the name of a celebrity, then they have to pretend to be that celebrity, making a sexy booty call to their teammate who will be playing another celebrity.
What? This is a sexy episode,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a really sexy episode.
Flat pack was so sexy.
I know.
Apart from that lady, okay.
Yes. Top's back on, guys, come on. Now, obviously neither player knows who their teammate is pretending to be, so the object of the game is to give clues to your opponent throughout your sexy chat.
Do you get bonus marks if you give them a boner?
Sure. Bonus marks. No bonus marks. Okay, so Tom, that's yours. Matt, that is yours.
I fucking love stuff like this.
So, Tom... You're very excited about this, aren't you?
Fucking horny.
What? All right, don't
get started.
I've got method.
Don't go method on this, please. So, guys, off you go.
I want you to rise gently over 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're gonna get my bulletin on the hour.
You're gonna
love it.
You don't need my help. You're gonna be self-raising, aren't you? Oh yes.
I'll deal with you in the ad break and then talk about sport for a bit.
Is that just your
house?
I want you to touch my soggy bottom. Yes.
Gonna write you some fucking headlines.
I'm gonna stick cake on your dick.
All right, we might have to end it there.
No, it's just getting good.
Okay.
Cover me in your icing.
Do either of you have any idea who the other's supposed to be?
I don't care anymore.
Let's just do it. Let's just meet in person and get this over with. I think I know who this is.
Who do you think it is?
Nigella Lawson.
It is not Nigella Lawson. It's not
you
Nigella.
You fucking prick tease.
Are you Trevor McDonald?
Oh!
No.
You are so close. I'm going to give you a couple more lines and see if you can get
okay.
it. Okay. You're dangerously close.
Okay.
Are you wearing Union Jack pants that I want you to Great British take off? Oh.
No, I'm wearing luminous socks, and I think I'm in the latter stages of dementia. I started giving a clear clue as to who it was.
Okay, any idea, Tom and Max, who your opponent?
Weirdly, that's what gets me off.
Yeah.
It's not until I hear about dementia that I can finish.
Especially, I'm reaching the latter stages. So, Tom, who do you think Fordy was supposed to be?
I don't know. No, a newsreader. Silly socks and his fucking.
Jon Snow.
It was Jon Snow. Yeah, I'm gonna give you. I'll give you a half a point for that. Fordy, who was Tom?
Mary Berry.
It was Mary Berry, yes! So I think that's 1 point there to Tom and half point there to Matt. Ben.
All of that for 1.5 points.
No, it's not worth it, is it? It's not worth it. And you know what the points mean? Nothing. So Marcel and Ben, your turn now. Your celebs, off you go.
Oh, this is gonna be quick.
Clarky, we've started, mate.
Oh, I'm going to be able to get there in under 10 seconds. I need only one love. One life. You've got to do what you should. Oh, you have got me bolt upright. You are driving me insane.
Come on.
Oh no, you didn't.
I mean,
keep going. I still have not found what I'm looking for.
Ha ha ha.
You know, I can do this with or without you. Are you Bono?
Yes. Are you sprinting to the finish right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Sin. I've shot my bolt.
Oh! That was absolutely.
Oh my God.
Electric.
They both said their actual names during the round.
Yeah, take that into account.
No, I think we enjoyed that so much, I'm going to give them a point each. That was fantastic.
When Fifty Shades of Grey started as like online fan fiction.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
In 5 years' time, that round may be a Hollywood film. And I maintain this, someone out there in podcast land will jerk off to that round.
Maybe Bono himself. He's always close to the edge.
Superb work from Marcel there. What are the scores at the end of that round, producer Ben?
Well, Tom and Matt have got 9, but Ben and Marcel have got 11 and a half.
Bullshit!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, well, after that red-blooded sexuality, let's go for some red meat legality. It's Beef Brothers!
Oh! Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share beef. And this one comes from someone in the audience. Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read out your problem. My housemate got his friends over and ordered some prostitutes.
Jesus.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Incredible scene. This is going to be a hard one to defend. My other housemate called me saying there are pimps in the garden and they won't leave. And by the way, I love your final sentence. This is your big problem. I'm now worried about my deposit. So, Rob, your housemate's not here, is he?
No, he's not here.
That's good. Okay. So, Tom and Fordy, you're going to be on Rob's side. Ben and Marcel, you are going to be on the side of the housemate. You'd have to name him. Can you give him a fake name?
Mark.
What's his real name?
It's pretty close. That's
Is that pretty close?
Yeah.
So, it's like Martin or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
It's something like Martin, yeah, yeah. Something like that, okay. So you're on Mark's side, but before we begin, to ensure you're as informed as possible, there is just time for a cross-examination. Does anyone have any questions for Rob about
this?
We
all do, don't we?
Yeah.
How long have you been living with Mark?
About a year.
Is this the first time he has ordered prostitutes?
Yeah, it's the first time as far as I know.
How did he order them?
Wait, no, the cross-examination is not to get information for yourself, Matt.
Which company did you use?
Through his mate Ben.
Oh, now, okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on, everyone. First of all, it's not me. Second of all, I've got cards if anyone's interested.
How many pimps were in the garden?
Two.
How did you know there were pimps? Just out of interest. Because when I think of pimps, I sort of think of like the enormous purple long-brimmed hat, the peacock feather.
Also, how large were these pimps?
They were very large, apparently. I didn't meet them myself.
Because small pimps are pimples.
Yeah.
Pimpernels.
How large were the prostitutes?
How large is your garden? I'm thinking there could be a perspective issue. They could have been very well-dressed gnomes.
Tom,
was it a special occasion?
It was the boxing.
Mayweather Pacquiao?
Yeah.
The boxing's on, so we're going to order some prostitutes, right?
Yeah, we didn't start till 4 in the morning.
Did someone get confused and think they were ordering pizzas? Is that what was going on?
The boxing had finished, apparently.
You were away?
I was at my girlfriend's. I got a call saying that the pimps were still there. about 9.
Rob, the pimps are still here. Fucking hell.
Oh no, Rob. Oh no.
So did Mark call you up to say I've made a mistake and there are pimps in our garden?
No.
I've made a terrible mistake.
No, he's never said that. No, my other housemate called me up to say he didn't know what to do because.
But he's sobered up sharp. Isn't he?
So I mean, what do you do with pimps in your garden?
Can't just shoo them away.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, it's not like having a pigeon in the house, is it?
It's not like you've got moles. They leave little mounds on the lawn.
They're actually surprisingly common. It's what you think is foxes fucking. It's actually usually a pimp fight.
Well, we're laughing and learning tonight. I think we have enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Matt Ford. Now, remember, you're on, of course, Rob's side, sort of the right side. I mean, I don't like to make any judgments before this, but you're on Rob's side, so you have a minute to begin your case, starting now.
Rob's friend is a deeply reckless individual. He has a track record, I believe, of being cavalier, not only with the truth, but with the security and the well-being of his flatmate. By indulging in an illegal act, not only did he debase society by preying upon women who were arguably trafficked from abroad, he put money into the hands of people that not only wish ill against those, but want to bring down the entire security of the UK. That money, in all likelihood, ended up in ISIS hands. This is part of a bigger picture. This is putting money into the hands of organised crime who not only debase women in the UK, they debase women across the world, they debase and then when I do it, and I urge all of you to find this despicable man who put our good friend in danger, guilty.
10 seconds left.
I mean, I can't stress it enough. The guy's a fucking arsehole.
Thank you, Matt Ford. Now, to open the case for the defence, Marcel, your minute begins now.
Sure, this man clearly is innocent, amongst all of us, if we are honest, who has not just witnessed two men beating the living shit out of each other in a ring, wishes for some female company after the event to beat the shit out of us in our ring. Each to their own. This man, I would argue, with Monsieur Ford, is in fact boosting the economy of Britain, which your Conservative government surely would agree with. And what is more, next week there is, I believe, a bill to be passed in your Parliament to release the ban on pimp hunting. So you will find that is no longer a problem.
That is your time. Marcel Lecomte there. So, Rob, before we move on to the second prosecution and defence, how do you think it's going so far?
It's a pretty strong defence, I have to say.
You're coming round to it now, are you? Yes. So, Tom, are you going to be doing this? Now, obviously, you're on Rob's side. Are you going to be doing this yourself this week?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of my John Grisham Deep South defence lawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standing.
Mr. Fanshawe Standing, presiding and indeed providing. Your time begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we've been sat here tonight. We've been listening to some of them big words there. Them there. Lies been banding around. Pugilist. Prostitution. Pimpicles. What do these words mean? Now we here, we be simple folk. I recognize some of you right there. John and Lorna, dear, married last year. Little child on the way. That's the language that we know. We know the language of love. Hell yeah, guilty as charged, Your Honor. Hell, I don't mind telling you. Years ago, back in the past. Past the bar. First night out to celebrate. Go down to New Orleans. things. Drink a bottle of that lad local liquor. Maybe get a bit merry. Call me Standin', not coming home tonight. Now, I did not use a prostitute. I mean, sure, you can engage in conversation. But I did not use a prostitute.
It sounds less like Standard and more like Clinton.
I did not use a prostitute.
You know, you're not on trial, Standard.
We get one life, ladies and gentlemen. Go live it. The defence rests, Your Honour.
Fanshawe Standin, presiding and providing. All that remains is for Ben Clark to conclude the case for the defence. Your time starts now.
Well, first of all, your pal, Snoop Dogg. I don't see the problem. I don't know what the big deal is. Wait! Oh,
yeah.
He stop.
That's important information.
That is important information.
Not me, but he has a girlfriend.
This is like the last bit of My Cousin Vinny when Marissa Tomei comes in and gives all the evidence from the mechanics. He's got a girlfriend.
Case closed.
I mean, yeah, that's case closed, isn't it? We're not even going to do a vote here. That's bad eggery, isn't it?
That is. Hang on. Is the girlfriend one of the prostitutes?
Oh.
No, that might make it okay.
No, it doesn't.
It does not make it okay.
Ben, you have a further 45 seconds, but you might want to use that extra evidence.
All I'm saying is, it's the summertime.
Wait, is that your argument? It's the summertime.
You get outside.
Okay, sorry.
You get on the patio.
Yeah.
The weather's lovely.
The decking.
The decking, exactly. Oh. I mean, guys, it's Pimp's O'Clock, right?
Tops off, everyone. No. That's the best that guy's ever been.
Well, I'm going to... As always here at Beef Brothers, we throw the argument to 120 angry men and women, our live Phoenix audience. So, if you think 4D and Fanshawe, and therefore Rob, is in the right, applaud now.
What the fuck is this?
I agree.
So if you think Marcel and Ben, and therefore Mark, won the day, applaud now. I don't think I can have you as an audience anymore.
What the fuck is this?
Pimp's O'Clock, mate. It was Pimp's O'Clock.
That is the problem with the Flatshare Slamdown audience. They love puns more than they love morality. And that is a serious problem. Well, we are almost at the end of the first third of the show. There's still the quickfire round and accompanying jingle. Let's hear what Tom and Ben are going to waste our precious time with this week.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. In fact, you might say it's the Greek fire round. 'Cause I am a Greek character. So let's get right on with the quick fire round, please. I can't waste time. I mean debt to the European Union. I'm going to level with you. I don't know how Greek people sound. I have never been to Greece. So let's get straight into the... Well, here it comes. Let's get straight on with the quick fire round, 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 round. Hey, 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 quick fire round. Smash his plate.
You have been to Wales, though, haven't you? Of course, in the quickfire round, all the questions will be flat pack or furniture based. So here are your...
Oh, I am playing on Captain Corelli's mandolin. And I am... Hoi, hoi, dun,
dancing like a Greek in the city of Athens. Yes, see what I am saying, Marcelo Conte. It's easier than it looks just to be a European guy. So here it is, let's get on with the quick fire round.
There was nothing easy about that. Certainly not on the ears.
It was painful, and I apologise, Marcel. Those not the views of Flatshare Slamdown as a whole. So, Tom and Matt, let's hear your buzzers. And Marcel and Ben, let's hear yours. Okay, off. Off we go. Why do you always find wolves in IKEA? Ben.
Wolf pack?
They hunt in flat packs, I'll give you that, yes. Which American football team are the best at assembling IKEA furniture? Thomas.
Green Bay Flat Packers.
Correct. Which handyman with a speciality in erecting furniture spends his day eating pellets and being chased around mazes by ghosts?
Flat Pack Man.
Flat Pack Man, yes. Which rapper is useful for assembling furniture? Tupac. I'm afraid it's MC Hammer. Which...
Love that.
Genius.
Don't second guess us, audience.
Which Geordie actor and pop star could work alongside him?
Jimmy Nail,
point to the audience there. Which famous older actress is useful for tightening bolts?
Judy Rench,
oh! The audience are on fire. Which comedy double act could also be useful for the same task?
Anton Decking.
Oh, I know! Anton Decky, I'm going to give you. I was looking for Wrench and Saunders. Which star of Daddy Day Camp is handy when it comes to assembling flat pack furniture?
Adam Sander?
Oh, that's good.
No, he was not in it, though. That's, of course, Screwbar Gooding Jr. If the guy who played Buzz Lightyear and the guy who reads poems and won the Edinburgh Comedy Award in 2009 started up a hardware
Alan
store...
Alan Key! Tim Allen Key! Tim Allen and Tim Key!
It would be Tim's Hardware Store as the name of the actual...
bitch.
What do you call it when you assemble furniture on the stock market?
Nasdaq Flak Pack.
Correct, Matt Ford! What do you call it when you assemble furniture out of a bag you wear on both shoulders?
Flat pack.
Yes.
Jack Black's hat rack.
And
Black Sack and Jack Black.
What do you call it when you give a cheeky or impertinent response whilst assembling furniture?
Backchat flat pack
is correct. And the last one, which nearly popular podcast is also handy when it comes to putting together self-assembly furniture?
Flat pack share sand lamb down.
What?
Yeah, you're sorry.
A half a point to Tom there.
The name of this.
That is the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. But before we hear the final scores, there's just time for plugs. Matt, anything to plug?
Oh, crikey. Oh, tomorrow night.
Your head in 3 years' time. Am I right? Plugs? It's going.
Speak for yourself. Oh. I've always had a high forehead. This is bullshit. Tomorrow night I'm interviewing Kelly Maloney.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a podcast I do called The Sports Party.
Oh, that's a fantastic...
The former boxing promoter, Frank Maloney, now Kelly Maloney, so that should be interesting.
That'd brilliant.
Be
amazing. Marcel, anything you'd like to plug?
Sure, Marcel Lucan's Cabaret Fantastique at the London Wonderground, August, September. When is this going out?
Probably December.
Are you being serious?
No, sure. No, I don't know. Well,
thank you for coming.
When will it go out? details of all our upcoming gigs can be found on our website, packnewscomedy.com. So, producer Ben, let's hear the final points.
Well, the audience have got two.
Congratulations.
That was a storming final round from Tom and Matt there, because Ben and Marcel have 13 and a half, but Tom and Matt have 16.
So, Ben and Marcel get a date with IKEA, whereas... Tom and Ford, you get to drink a nice beer. Thanks to our guests, Matt Ford and Marcel LeConte. Oh my God, it's tops off.
What a comeback!
See you next
what
time.
What a comeback!
Flash Slam Dunk!
Tops off! Get your tops off!
That means Flash Slam Dunk featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Matt Ford and Marcel LeConte. It was devised by Pappage and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording. For the good folks that do the right thing. Thanks, and Ella, for helping out. To Orange Barker, the British Comedy Guide, and to the Phoenix Pop Fabric Us. Happy Flash Air Stand Up. It's a fun production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Yeah!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.